If you're tired of waiting in line to the coffee shop for fancy coffee, then you need to check out Coffee Topper's Cold Foam, your shortcut to barista-quality beverages at home. No mess, no hassle. Just skip that line and flex your at-home barista skills. Whether you like a little foam or a lot, enhance your coffee or maybe it's tea or soda. So many drink options. They taste amazing with Coffee Topper's Cold Foam. Go to coffeetoppersfoam.com or find it at your closest retail location or have it delivered from Amazon straight to your house. That's Coffee Toppersfoam.com. Wendy's has another sweet reason to get out of bed, the new cinnamon pull apart. It's at Wendy's, satisfying all your sweet morning cravings with all the bakery inspired flavors you love from Cinnabon, like sweet, warm cinnamon sugar rolled dough, the perfect ooey gooey texture, and a little dollop of that signature cream cheese frosting. It's all served in a way that's easy to eat and easy to love. Get the best part in every single bite with Cinnabon pull apart. Choose wisely, choose Wendy's, the new Cinnabon pull apart. Only at participating U.S. Wendy's.
This episode is brought to you by Lumen, a line of brilliant men's skincare solutions crafted especially for men who want to look and feel their brightest. Do you find yourself staring at those fine lines and dark circles in the mirror? Meet Lumen Skin's Dark Circle Defense Balm, a lightweight gel with caffeine to brighten and smooth skin, and lemon extract to cleanse and rejuvenate, evening out those dark spots. Try Lumen's Dark Circle Defense Balm for free. Visit lumenskin.com/Elvis for your trial. Say goodbye to the fine lines and under-eye bags, and hello to a refreshed you.
St. Bonaventure Mission works to provide Navajo families with many of the things people never think about. Whether it's fresh water, clothing, or many other necessities, St. Bonaventure Mission provides support to the Eastern Navajo Reservation. The mission is often the last and best hope in their struggle to survive among poverty and hardships. So please go to this website and make your donation to St. Bonaventure. It's stbonaventuremission.org. Your donation will go a long way in providing much-needed everyday items people may take for granted. St. Bonaventure. AdventureMission.org.
Woo! Brace yourself.
Friendly reminder to rise and shine.
When I don't have enough sleep, my voice gets very low.
Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
Is it all the way? Is it just the
okay.
tip?
Hi, guys.
This show has made every morning great.
Love you, listen to you every morning.
Well, I listen to you guys every morning.
God, he's cracking up every morning.
Thank you. Daddy.
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
I love days like this. I'll tell you why. When we have a guest that can come in who smells nice.
Oh, yes.
But also can share with us the power of having the courage to listen to your voice. And when your voice isn't good for you, change your voice. Mm. It's one of the great things about this book called The Greatness Mindset. Unlock the power of your mind and live your best life today. Lewis Howes is here. Hi, Lewis.
Good to see you.
Good
Thanks
to see you.
Me.
It's good to have you here. Can we go ahead and clear the air of the negativity?
Let's do it.
So you were in this iHeart building yesterday
yes.
on some sort of business.
Yes.
None of our business.
Not your business yet. Yeah.
But, so what happened, Gandhi? No, from your perspective, Lewis.
Well, I'm just, minding my own business, trying to be a nice human being, walking around, enjoying my life, and I go into an elevator here, and just get slammed, the elevator just slams on me in the middle of my body as I try to enter the elevator.
Why is that?
I don't know, your co-host has slammed it on me, because she didn't want me to enter the elevator.
So did you pull that trick, Gandhi?
Hello, Lewis.
Hello. And we're both from Ohio. Yeah. If you were from Michigan, I would understand.
All right.
So you were on the elevator, and you saw a body coming towards you, and you said, close door.
He did the thing where there are people in the elevator, and then he was the late guy to the elevator, so I was like, oh, not today, not on my watch. I'm trying to hit the elevator.
You're trying to get somewhere.
But I told him I tried to do it. I was like, usually when someone's late to the elevator, I hit the door close button on them. But he made it in, and he said, yeah, I would do that too.
Oh. All right. Well, there's that.
Sorry, Lewis.
It's all good.
Then we move on from that.
Yes.
You know, our really good friend Matthew Hussey
mm-hmm.
said you gotta ask Lewis next time he's in town if he can come in and talk to you. I've been going over your story. Interesting story.
Yeah.
Gosh. Doing college football
mm-hmm.
and then an injury kept you from that dream happening. Your father got very sick
mm-hmm.
and you dealt with that. Mm-hmm. You know, these are the challenges in life, whether you have big ones as dramatic as those or less dramatic, they're still challenges.
Yeah.
And you find yourself in a ditch.
And you find yourself wondering, well, what's my play?
Yeah.
So tell me about it.
Well, it's interesting because I became very successful in athletics, and then I got injured, and I transferred that skill set of setting goals, of going after a vision, of working hard and being consistent in business. And 10 years ago, I moved to LA from New York City, and for whatever reason, everything started to break down in my life. But I was being, quote unquote, successful in certain elements. So I had a successful business, I was making money, I was healthy, but for whatever reason, I was just breaking down in every relationship in my life. And I remember being stuck in LA traffic. I don't know if you've been to LA much.
Yes.
And stuck in, it takes like 2 hours to go 2 miles, right? I was stuck in LA traffic, and I remember thinking to myself, everything is breaking down inside of me and every relationship around me, and I feel stuck. And I was literally stuck in LA traffic, not happy for moving from New York, because I love New York City, to LA for a girl. That didn't work out, by the way. That was one of the things that felt stuck. And I remember looking everyone around me in the cars, like screaming and swearing at each other and flipping people off, honking the horn, and just angry.
And people are going through that right now while listening to this.
Exactly. And I remember thinking, I feel stuck and angry. Everyone else around me, as we're stopped in traffic, is kind of like frustrated and cutting people off and being angry. And I go, man, I got to find a way to overcome this stuck feeling in my life, physically getting out of this traffic, but also emotionally and mentally. Mm-hmm. And that's when I started going down this path of seeking out mentors, guides, teachers, therapists, coaches, to help me overcoming this stuck feeling. And that's been a 10-year journey now.
So I guess it's safe to say you're no longer stuck.
I think we're always a work in progress.
Exactly.
So it's not like I don't feel stuck.
It doesn't work that way.
Yeah, but it's just, we're always growing, we're evolving. We always have challenges that are going to face us at different seasons of life,
right,
as we grow and overcome.
So how do we address this? Mm. Well, first of all, you have to realize there is something to address. And you realize that in the middle of a traffic jam in Los Angeles.
Traffic jam in your life.
Well, people are listening right now. And I may be one of them, to be perfectly honest, where we're in a, I don't want to use the word rut, but that's sort of it, kind of stuck in place.
Really? Why?
I don't know. Mm. And the reason I don't know is I haven't taken the time or haven't had the courage to try to unpack that stuff.
Yeah, I think we got to ask ourselves courageous questions. It's one of the things I talk about a lot. And if things are coasting, or if we're just in the mundane or the consistency of life, and we don't stop to reflect, I think an off season is always a great time to ask ourselves these courageous questions. Do I want to keep going down this path that I'm going down? That's why in sports, you take the off season to reflect and say, do I want to play the sport next season? We just saw Tom Brady finally retire for the second time. He reflected, he asked these questions. And if we don't stop to ask the courageous questions, we can feel stuck. We can feel trapped. We can feel like we're in a rut, like we're overwhelmed. Like, what's the purpose? What's the meaning of my life right now? And I think it's important to ask those questions. So what I like to question is kind of, well, what I like to ask people is kind of a vulnerable question. I don't know if you're open to try a vulnerable question.
Well, sure. Okay.
Maybe we can all try.
Yeah, let's put everyone on the cross.
Maybe my nemesis, you know, maybe she can start us off or something.
But vulnerability, we have no problem with vulnerability.
This is a self-assessment question. So
yes.
If you're driving and you're stuck in traffic right now, ask yourself this question. On a scale of 1 to 10, call it the inner peace, self-acceptance, self-love scale. Let's just work with me here. Call it the inner peace. I feel peaceful. I feel loved. I feel accepted for who I am in my life. Scale 1 to 10. 10 being you love and accept yourself fully, and you have a lot of peace in your heart emotionally.
Right.
One being you just are frustrated. You're angry. You don't have peace. You don't have clarity. None of that. You don't have love for yourself. You feel frustrated all the time. You feel stuck all the time.
Okay.
Again, where would you be on that 1 to 10 scale? We'll start with our nemesis over here.
Gandhi.
Yes. I think I'm probably at an 8 with inner peace.
That's great.
Yeah. I feel really good.
Self-love, self-acceptance.
Self-love.
You're in a great place in your life, in your relationships, in your career. You feel like I'm working. I'm going great.
I think so.
Awesome.
And it took a long time to get here, and it hasn't been that way my whole life. But I would say for the past few years, that's definitely where I've been. Now, when it comes to how do I feel as far as being accepted by others, that number would change drastically. Mm-hmm. But I think that also goes to the fact that I have inner peace, so I don't really care.
That's the key, because we can't control how other people think about us, what they say about us, if they judge us or they love us. But if we accept and love ourselves, that's the key.
Right.
And Gandhi is the light when it comes to that approach. What about you, Danielle?
I feel like kind of the same. 7 or an 8.
Are we disappointing you that we're feeling
like,
okay?
No. I feel like I'm very happy. My family's good. You know, I don't know. I'm happy with my job. I just feel like I wake up every day in a good mood. My health is good.
Mm-hmm. That's great. So I'm like, amazing. Yeah. Amazing.
Lewis, this is a very complex question to answer, and I'll tell you why. Mm-hmm. I'm on an 8 as well, but you did use a word called clarity. Clarity, I'm a 1. I have a 2. So, I mean...
So, some things you're an 8 or 9.
Yeah.
But then other things you're a 1 or a 2.
Self-acceptance and love for myself, absolutely. But great. Clarity is kind of a lost, foggy thing.
And one of the elements of a greatness mindset versus a powerless mindset. This is not a make wrong, good or bad, right or wrong. This is just, is it useful and effective in my life? Is the lack of a meaningful mission makes us feel more powerless in our life? That's when we are clear on our meaningful mission, which is part of the greatness mindset, we feel more abundant, we feel more light, we feel more focused, energized. So it's when we're lacking clarity. You could be at the top of the world in your career, like you are. You've been doing this for, what, 20-something years now?
More.
But you could be at the top. You could be at the top. Here's an interesting thing. I asked this to Drew Barrymore yesterday on her show, and she said she's a 5.
Okay.
And you can be super successful. You can be a happy person and still feel stuck or just unclear and feel like there's something inside and feel like I'm not sure what to do next. I feel stuck. And again, this is not a make wrong or anyone's bad or anything. It's just, is that helping you? And this courageous question, this reflection point, whether it's the end of a chapter, the end of a career, the end of a relationship, or just in the middle of a show right now, asking ourselves these things, or in the middle of traffic, asking, all right, is everything working the way I want it to work? If not, that's okay, but I've got some work to do.
Well, okay. By the way, just to remind you, The Greatest Mindset, Unlock the Power of Your Mind and Live Your Best Life Today. The book from Lewis Howes, which is already a New York Times bestseller. Look at that. Or the author is a best-selling author, and this will be, of course, at the top. But let me clarify something with you. Asking the big questions like, who are you?
Yeah.
And what do you want to portray to the world? And we were talking last night at dinner, another conversation. It's like, what's your playbook?
Mm.
What is your playbook? Look, you're on the field. What exactly are you there to do?
Exactly.
Where do you want to run? Where do you want to go? And how do you want to get there?
And are you on the right field?
Exactly.
Are you on the right field? And do you have a game plan for taking action to getting what you want?
So can you clarify for like just anyone USA driving to work right now, apply it to a teacher, to a doctor, to a nurse, to an anyone. They feel a little lost, but they can't figure the answers out.
I think the enemy of greatness is lacking a meaningful mission. And I believe anyone can be great. And it takes us being clear on what a meaningful mission looks like to us.
What is a mission? What is a meaningful mission?
A meaningful mission is you taking on and declaring the life you want to live that is fulfilling to you and also in service and support to others. It's not sacrificing yourself to give to everyone else around you. It's not giving up your health and your dreams to just be there for others, like I know a lot of people do. It's doing both. How can I optimize my health? How can I optimize the love and the peace for myself to pursue the dreams that I have, the things that fulfill me, that light me up, but also inspire the people around me in that pursuit, using my gifts and talents to pursue it and help others.
That's enough. Being of service to 100%. Others and lighting yourself up, as you said.
100%.
As Diamond would say in there, like, make your life pop. Be popping.
Yeah.
That's how to do it.
Be popping. But I think you've got to define in one sentence what your meaningful mission is.
How do you do that?
So we are clear.
How do you do that? This is where I think a lot of people are lost.
There's 3 P's for this process of discovering your meaningful mission. And it doesn't mean it's going to happen overnight. It doesn't mean you might get clear right away. It might take a season of figuring things out, trying a bunch of things. It might take 6 months, a year, years until you get really clear on what that is. So you don't have to beat yourself up if you're not clear right now. But it's to figuring out, number one, the first P, your passions, your likes, your interests, your curiosity.
Right.
And just asking yourselves, what would I do if I could do anything and I didn't have to worry about money? What would light me up? What would make my life pop? Something I'm excited about. Your first P is your passion. The second P is your power. What are the talents and the gifts that you have that are unique to you? And I didn't think I had a lot of gifts after sports was done. I went into the business world not knowing anything about business, but I had goal setting skills. I had the ability to connect with people. I had the ability to ask interesting questions, but I didn't think that would transfer, but it was a power of mine. So get clear on your superpowers. And the third thing is figuring out the problem you want to solve. what is the problem I want to solve in my world? It doesn't have to be I'm going to cure cancer in the world, but how do I want to solve problems in my community, with my family, with my friends, and in my society? So if you can start to ask yourself these three things, and I go over exercises in the book, how to kind of like massage and figure those out more, but getting clear on those will help you create a one-sentence mission statement. Mine is to serve and impact 100 million lives weekly to help them improve the quality of their life. That is my mission.
And you do.
There are different mechanisms that I can do that with, and it can evolve over time on how I do that. But that gives me direction. It doesn't mean it's actually going to happen. It gives me direction on what to say yes or no to, where to put my energy, time, and attention to. It doesn't mean I'm not going to have challenges and adversity and problems. It just means I'm more focused and I know where I'm going.
Your podcast is huge. How many hundreds of millions?
I think we have 600 million downloads total.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not shabby.
Yes.
No, actually, but it really tells a story. Like, why would 600 million downloads need to occur in this world of ours? Well, because people have a desire to be better. Yeah. This conversation with Lewis isn't only about people who are lost, or it's also about people who don't want to be lost. They are motivated,
and people that want to stay feeling good. You know, the reason I keep having coaches in my life, and business, and relationships, and health, and have mentors and friends that inspire me is because I want to stay feeling good. I don't want to stop.
It's an addiction.
It's a habit.
Yes. Hey, Andrew. Andrew.
Yes.
Andrew,
yes.
In Orlando.
Hey, good morning.
Welcome to the show. It's a man from Florida. It's got to be an interesting story.
That's it. No, I'm from New York, but I live down here now.
What's going on, Andrew? How is what Lewis is saying resonating with you?
Yeah, I just kind of, I heard him say, you know, the feeling stuck part, and in my last place of employment, I won't name names, I just kind of felt stuck. I didn't really know. I was in a rut, right? You know, I didn't know what to do. You know, the paychecks were coming in. It was paying the bills. So, you know, that part was great and all, but everything else was horrible. And I didn't know what to do. And, you know, I see one of my good friends around me making big strides in his career. And I said to myself, I was like, you know what? If he could do it, if anyone could do it, I could do it, right? And I kind of took that step on a whim. I quit my job without another job. And I probably spent a good month or two figuring out what I wanted to do, and now I'm at a place and I couldn't be happier. So it just kind of resonated with me about the feeling stuck part.
The word courage is very relevant here. Yeah. I mean, it does take courage, and it takes courage to make that leap. But also, it seems like to me, you'd have to be a really brave person not to try that leap and just try to keep on going with what you're doing. That it takes so much effort to not put an effort to me. I don't know.
I agree.
I think it, you know, if there's a period of time where it's like enough is enough, if you feel like you're so stuck, you're so trapped for so long in one place, then you don't want to live in regret for 10, 20 more years saying, well, I didn't have the courage to leap to go somewhere else or try something different.
I can't wait to quit today.
Yeah, my dad says the best.
What did your dad say? Wait, Andrew, what did your dad say?
He always says, if you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, do something about it.
But what if you have an anxiety or like something that's holding you back where you don't have the confidence in yourself to make that leap? And, you know, maybe you do have the talent, but there's some mental block going on.
There's two things. One, we've got to face the things that cause us doubt and insecurity. I believe self-doubt is the killer of all dreams. We can have all the talent, all the skills, all the accomplishments, all the schooling or whatever it might be. And we can have everyone else telling us, you're great. You can do it. Yeah. You're the best. But if we don't learn to believe, it'll never happen. We'll always buckle under pressure. We'll always be scared. So we've got to face the things that cause us to doubt and be insecure the most. And we need support in doing that. I don't think we should do it alone. Right. Find support. Find a mentor, a friend, an advisor, a coach to guide you in that process.
And what about people on like a micro level of this? So let's say there's somebody who says, I'm a single mom. I have three kids. I don't have the luxury to quit my job and just start something new. Where do they start with little things that they can change?
And I don't. Yeah, go ahead.
That's a very good question.
And I don't think you should. I think Andrew probably had some, you know, financial reserves in the bank where he could leap into, you know, saying, I don't know what my next job is going to be. I never recommend jumping out of something right away. I always recommend having a conversation with the people at your work and saying, hey, how can I make this better for myself? What can I do? I'm not happy right now, and I want to make sure that I'm really happy and you're happy with me. So I think first having those uncomfortable conversations that people don't like having with their boss or their team to resolve issues first at work. But if it's really not the mission they're on, they're not aligned with the values of this place, I think it's finding out, okay, where do I really want, where would be my ideal dream place to go locally or virtually now that you can work almost anywhere in the world virtually? And how can I start creating a game plan around where I'd like to go in the future? Not leaving right away, but just start reviewing and researching what that could be.
Interesting text here. I'm a council person. I serve our city. I work hard. I take care of my family. I'm holding on by a thread. Wow. Holding on by a thread. It's a very, very, very visual.
Well, usually when we're when we're holding on by a thread or we feel that stuck or trapped in life, there's something inside of us that has yet to process fully. There's something inside of us that is yet to realize, and that could be in breakdown in relationships. This is what I felt. Again, I had success externally, but I was holding on by a thread internally, and I was in breakdown mode, and I was like, why am I so anxious? Why am I so stressed? And it really starts with two things. I don't know if anyone saw Creed. Anyone say Creed 3 recently?
No.
Okay. Well, I don't want to spoil the whole thing. But I won't spoil it by this story, but the main character, Michael B. Jordan, he has won the world championship, right? He is the greatest boxer of our time. He is have all the money. He's in the top of the Hollywood Hills. He's got all of it, and he retires at the top. But then he's an emotional breakdown. He can't open up with his wife. He doesn't connect with his daughter. He's breaking down and has so much anxiety. And you'd think, why? You have all the success in the world. But there's something he hasn't addressed from his past. There's something he hasn't faced. And his past continues to chase him. As he was running away from his past his whole life, he was going after success. He was going after the career, the job, the marriage, the kids, the family. But if we're running away from something that is scaring us still, that we don't want people to know about, another tenet of the powerless mindset versus greatness mindset, concealing past pains. If we hold on to our past and we don't process it, it will continue to make us feel like we're holding on by a thread. So we must learn to process the things that have hurt us, that have upset us, the relationship breakdowns we have, and if we just mask them or run from them, they'll keep chasing us.
Wow, you know, but you know, chasing the past and figuring this out and uncovering these
things—it's
not easy, and it's painful, yeah, but it's painful. Necessary.
Eventually, the thread will snap if you don't do it.
Well, I'm glad we don't have to see Creed anymore. one more thing, and then I don't know. We got to process all of this. And then I got to tell you about the book and the podcast because I want everyone to participate in what you do with us. Scary was talking about how do you drown out the outside noise, which is always sort of an obstacle in achieving missions. And I guess this could lead to procrastination. It could lead to not being focused on what your goal is.
It's, you know, Gandhi over here, who's an eight consistently, she's learned how to accept and love herself for her past. You know, you don't feel at an eight consistently in all areas of your life if you aren't at peace with yourself. And so you're going to be constantly trying to drown out the past if you don't accept and love you, if you don't learn how to say, I believe in me. I'm acceptance of where I'm at in my life. Maybe there's some mistakes I've made or things I wish I did differently, but I accept those things now because I can't change the past. So it's learning how to process it, and so you can be at peace, even when you were saying, well, maybe other people judge me or don't like certain things, but you like you, and you accept things. And so that makes you not feel overwhelmed or frustrated all the time, except for when you're trying to close the elevator on a guy you don't know.
I've learned from my past mistake not to do that anymore.
Right? Yes. Because you know the guest is coming on the next day.
Well, I mean, I would say, out of all of us in this room, and maybe Daniel will agree, Gandhi is really great at letting things roll off.
Yeah, that's for sure.
But why do you think that is? When a lot of people hold on to grudges forever.
Yeah. So, not to get too deep here, but I think being Indian and growing up in Ohio, where you know that we were.
O-H-I-O,
actually. I was always the other, so I never fit in. And I just kind of let it go at a younger age because everybody around me was different from me, and I was always a different person. So there's certain things, even if I wanted to change them, which I don't, like my skin color, that you can't. So you just have to figure out, okay, well, this is me and this is how it's always going to be. So if these people hate me for that, they're going to hate me for that, but I love me and I love me for that. So what are you going to do?
Exactly.
And that was
it. Isn't that great?
It's amazing.
Well, be a minority. You'll get strong.
Okay, good. Well, here I'm, white Scottish boy. Let me try to get into the spin. Okay, talk about the podcast. What's the name of the podcast?
Yeah, the School of Greatness is the podcast.
Well, hold on. Let me write this down. The School of Greatness.
The School of Greatness. And I started it 10 years ago. Literally, it happened when I was stuck in traffic. I'm not kidding about this. I was stuck in traffic for, I don't know, an hour and a half.
Traffic has been very good to you, buddy.
It has been good. And sometimes our biggest breakdowns lead to our biggest breakthroughs. So don't be upset when you're in the mess. know that this is helping you transform and break through into something greater for yourself. So people try to run away from it. Allow yourself to see, well, what is this teaching me right now? So I was in traffic, and I started calling two friends that I knew had a podcast. This was 10 years ago. No one even knew what a podcast was.
Right.
And I was like, I feel like I need to learn some lessons. I've had a lot of false ego, false confidence most of my life that's gotten me certain results, but left me feeling empty inside. I need to humble myself and learn from everyone. So it's been 10 years of asking questions from the greatest leaders, the greatest minds, athletes, billionaires, therapists, doctors, to learn how to improve my own life. And then being the guinea pig, I've just tried to share those lessons with others.
So it's The School of Greatness. That's the podcast. Yes. The book we're talking about from Lewis Howes is The Greatness Mindset. Unlock the power of your mind and live your best life today. And what a great time we've had with you.
And thank he said you so it's going to be on Audible in a couple of weeks.
Yes.
And he narrated it.
I did.
So if you liked his voice and you like, because sometimes I feel like when you read it, especially a book like this, maybe you get more out of listening to the person that wrote it because the way you... what's the word I'm looking for?
It's your energy. It's your attention. It's your
attitude. You present it. Yes. You know, it might even help you more.
Plus, you have that ballsy resonance in
your voice.
That
is true.
You guys just got great equipment here. It just makes you sound good.
I know. When we turn off the mics, we sound like this. Anyway, Lewis Howes, The Greatest Mindset, Unlock the Power of Your Mind and Live Your Best Life Today. And, of course, The School of Greatness is the podcast. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And just keep an eye on Gandhi.
One time, you guys. One time. I won't do it again.
She's a mess. Thank you, Lewis.
Thank you, guys. Yeah. Appreciate it.
From the Mercedes-Benz Interview Lounge.
Shaggy.
I gotta come check the new studio out, man.
Yeah. You have to. You gotta bring my girl Rebecca with you because we love her.
The first time I was meeting Elvis, she got so excited. I'm like, you know, I met Nelson Mandela. I met the Queen. I met the Pope. And you're excited for Elvis Duran?
No. They say you can't have your cake and eat it too. The equally daring and safe Mercedes-Benz sedan family begs to differ. Learn more about the world-class sedans at mbusa.com.
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
The brand new Galaxy S23 Ultra finally here. Get ready for a smartphone that levels up your mobile gaming. With Samsung's fastest mobile processor ever and a long-lasting battery, you can game smoothly for hours. Get amazing carrier offers now at samsung.com.
If you're craving that perfect touch of creaminess in your coffee, look no further than Coffee Topper's Cold Foam. With five irresistible flavors like Very Vanilla, Melty Mocha, and Marshmallow, you can elevate your coffee experience by adding a deliciously foamy layer to your favorite brew, hot or cold. Each can tops up to 20 cups of coffee. That's great value. Go to coffeetoppersfoam.com, find it at your closest retail location, or have it delivered from Amazon straight to your house. That's coffeetoppersfoam.com.
St. Bonaventure Mission works to provide Navajo families with many of the things people never think about. Whether it's fresh water, clothing, or many other necessities, St. Bonaventure Mission provides support to the Eastern Navajo Reservation. The mission is often the last and best hope in their struggle to survive among poverty and hardships. So please go to this website and make your donation to St. Bonaventure. It's stbonaventuremission.org. Your donation will go a long way in providing much needed everyday items people may take for granted. St. Bonaventure. AdventureMission.org.
Time is running out to save on your Disney summer vacation. It's Danielle, and if you want to score adult tickets at child prices, you need UndercoverTourist.com. They're an authorized seller of Disney tickets to both Walt Disney World and Disneyland. These are the real deal. They link to the official Disney app so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. I am so excited for you to save at UndercoverTourist.com. They have a best price guarantee. The magic awaits at UndercoverTourist.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.